The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Matt Mitchell, pastor of Harmony Bible Church of Danville. He is the guest of Representative Mitchell of Henry. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by the Iowa School for the Deaf, guest of Representative Hanusa of Pottawatomie.
Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day that you've given to us and the graces that are new in this day. And Lord, we just say that this house, this Iowa house, is truly your house. Lord, may we not think of ourselves in this room more highly than we ought to think, but Lord, keep us humble. And Lord, in humility, may we put others as more important than ourselves. And Father, I pray that we would remember the example of Jesus, that he said that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Lord, that you said that you did not come to be served, but to serve and to give your life away. And Lord, I pray that would be true of us today. Lord, I know in your word it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for the leaders who are in authority. And Lord, so I pray for my leaders today. Lord, I pray that you would bless the women and men in this house. Lord, you would bless their marriages. You would make them strong. God, you would bless their children. Lord, protect them and their grandchildren. Lord, may you bless them as they serve you, Lord, in this house. And Lord, as they serve you in private when no one sees and they're not in the spotlight, God, would you bless them when they just do what is right when no one is looking because it's the right thing. And Lord, lastly, may they realize and understand, Lord, may you just bring this perspective. Lord, may their self-worth and their purpose not be in passing the next bill or doing the next great thing, but entirely rest in who they are to you, Lord, in their relationship with you, the living God, that is possible through Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm also so grateful and thankful for the Iowa School for the Deaf being with us today. Lord, would you bless these students? God, would you surround them with your presence? Lord, may they know that they are loved and desired by you, and you have an amazing purpose and plan for their life. Lord, we are grateful for them today. And we pray all these things in the name of the one who executes justice and mercy perfectly, the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge
the House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2494 by Committee on Environmental Protection, a bill for an act relating to the underground storage tanks, including the creation of the Iowa Tank Fund and the Iowa Tank Fund Financing Program, repealing of the Iowa Comprehensive Petroleum Underground Storage Tank Fund, and eliminating the Iowa Comprehensive Petroleum Underground Storage Tank Fund Board, and including effective date and transition provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2495 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act concerning the Federal Financing Assistance Fund for the Hazard Mitigation.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2496 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the National Guard of the State concerning the Armory Board leases, persons subject to the Code of Military Justice and scholarships and loan repayment programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2497 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the modified supplemental amount of at-risk return dropout and dropout prevention programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 2498 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of periodic examination fees from certain cities by Auditor of State.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2499 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the dispensing fees and co-payments for partially dispensed quantities of prescription drugs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2500 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid reimbursement for breast pumps and associated supplies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2501 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to civil action involving asbestos and cilia and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2502 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act related to the firearms and weapons, including the storage, carrying, possession, and transportation of weapons and the establishment, use, and maintenance of shooting ranges.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2503 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the defense of justification for certain homicide offenses.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2504 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act requiring the consideration of anti-Semitism by governmental entities when investigating possible discrimination acts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2505 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the criminal element of the commission of sexual misconduct with offense of juveniles and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2506 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the criminal offense of indecent exposure and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2507 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the practice of pharmacy and providing for a repeal.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2508 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the garnishment proceedings in service of a garnishee.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2509 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the forensic scientific evidence and post-conviction relief.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2510 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the rate regulatory proceedings before the utility board within the Utility Division and Department of Commerce.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2511 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the governmental ethics and campaign finance, including the placement of campaign signs, the sale and lease of real estate by regulatory agency officials and employees to persons subject to the agency's regulatory authority and the compensation of the executive director of the Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2512 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to county zoning procedures and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2513 by Committee on Economic Growth, a bill for an act related to the operation of home bakery license by the Department of Inspection and Appeals.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2514 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act concerning the state and the sale and off-premise transportation and consumption of certain containers of wines.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2515 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to crime victims, including the collection of evidence of sexual abuse cases and the establishment of an automated tracking system involving sexual abuse evidence collection kits.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2516 by Committee on Local Government, a bill for an act related to the open enrollment of non-contingent school districts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2517 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act relating to the limits adopted for non-resident deer hunting licenses and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2518 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the annual compensation of county supervisors.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2519 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the adoption of Interstate Curing Disease Compact.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2520 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the development and utilization of high-speed electronic transmission mediums.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2521 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act requiring require reporting by a school district to the Department of Education regarding protocols related to the suicide prevention and post-prevention of identification of adverse childhood experiences and strategies to mitigate toxic stress response.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Placed on calendar.
House File 2522 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act authorizing the reduction of damages payable to an unresponsive property owner in condemnation proceedings and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Placed on calendar.
House File 2523 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the hiring of practitioners and transmission of certain prescriptions by free clinics.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Placed on calendar.
House File 2524 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the organization composition, meeting, and reporting requirements of health-related commissions, councils, and boards, including transition provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2525 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to circumstances under which a grandparent or great-grandparent may petition for a grandparent and great-grandparent visitations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2526 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the transfer between trusts for persons with disabilities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2527 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the advertising, promotion, and conduction of certain live musical performances and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2528 by Committee on Local Government, a bill for an act relating to a person's authorized to request assistance pursuant to the statewide mutual aid compact.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2529 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the confidential communications between a peer support group counselor and specified individuals.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2530 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act establishing a task force related to the unification of an unaccompanied child or dependent child with a child's or dependent adult child, parent, guardian, or custodial following a natural disaster.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2531 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act modifying the provisions related to a telecommunicator.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar. We will now proceed to our Black History Month presenter, the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Hey, why don't we build a museum? Those auspicious words began the long journey creating what is today the African American Museum of Iowa, located in Cedar Rapids. In 1993, a small group of leaders in the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, including Tom Moore, who is with me here today, along with his wife Lily, they had gathered to discuss the possibility of starting a youth center for youth gatherings in a home the church had purchased next door. They called themselves the White Building Committee, named after the color of the building. Soon the group's conversation moved beyond a place for youth to gather to a place where youth could learn about their roots, about exceptional accomplishments by Black Americans, about pride in themselves and their heritage, about the many outstanding and successful Black Iowans who are an important part of our history, our roots, and hence the mind-boggling endeavor of creating a museum in Cedar Rapids began. Tom Moore was a catalyst for stirring the early interest and for rousing the group into action. Tom says, "I was not a museum person. My interest was in the youth and the young people at our church, having them know something about their history, something to be proud of. Ignorance breeds fear, and fear breeds hatred," he said. "Knowledge is just the opposite. It opens people's eyes. It brings people together. I wanted our youth to know their roots and be proud, inspired." Tom is often referred to as the founder of our African American Museum, but he's quick to deny that. In fact, he has an incredible memory for details and can name everyone connected with its inception and creation. He will also tell you, I quote, "We had no idea what we were getting into." As each member had daytime jobs, They met Saturday mornings for several years, developing various action plans. With $600 of seed money from the church, the group first organized 5 subcommittees to work on different aspects of the museum's creation. They quickly realized that this had to be more than a Mount Zion thing and sought out the input of professionals throughout the state of Iowa. After 3 full years of volunteers putting their heart and soul into the effort, making plans, collecting artifacts and other items and storing them in the home next to the church, Tom saw that the people were getting burned out. It was time to get additional help, to hire a staffer, someone who had knowledge of museum management and who had connections with museum directors and curators across the country. After an extensive search, Joe McGill joined the team and served as director for the first 5 years while Tom managed the business end of things. Coincidentally, or miraculously, by the time Joe McGill decided to move on, Tom had just retired from his accounting job at Quaker Oats. As he'd been in the thick of the museum operations the entire time, it was a natural for Tom to take over as director, which he did, but as a volunteer, foregoing payment for the first few years. Tom was able to use the salary monies that he would have received to hire more staff for the museum. The staff eventually secured a location in the storefront at the Westdale Mall until moving to the present location in 2003, 10 years after its conception. I first met Tom during my tenure as the Cedar Rapids School District Social Studies Facilitator. With the help of the museum, we arranged educator visits to the museum, added Iowa history elements to the curriculum, and encouraged social studies classes to tour the museum. At the museum, you can learn about the experiences of Iowans who were the only African Americans on a local sports team, in an Iowa classroom, at an Iowa workplace, and in many leadership positions. You can learn about Alexander Clark, who integrated Iowa schools in 1868 when his daughter enrolled in Muscatine Grammar School. Or Lewis Dade, who won the Iowa amateur golf title in 1939 despite being denied access to the Fort Madison Country Club. Or Edna Griffin and her famous 1948 sit-ins at the Cat's Diner in downtown Des Moines. Susan and I recently toured the museum again, and she was fascinated with the temporary exhibit, Untangling the Roots, the Culture of Black Hair. Artifacts from all around the state have found a special place in our museum. You may think you have to travel to Cedar Rapids to learn about Iowa's African American history, but you'd be mistaken. The museum has traveling exhibits, and they'll come to your community, presenting educational programs to rural Iowans and city folk alike. Whether you're age 3 or 93, you will enjoy learning about vital parts of Iowa's history. And once you've been to the museum itself, you'll see that it lives up to Tom's personal motto, quote, "If you can't do it well, don't do it." I asked Tom what he'd like to tell us here at the legislature. He didn't hesitate. Tell them, "Thank you for your past bipartisan support, especially the late Senator Mary Lundby and others for helping us in time of need with critical funding for operating expenses." I wanted Iowans and the members of the legislature to know a little about Tom, and for us, all of us, to show how much we appreciate his vision, dedication, and perseverance in helping to visualize and build the African American Museum of Iowa. But more importantly, accomplishing his initial purpose, building our youth self-esteem and personal pride as Iowans, not just today, but for generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tom and Lily Moore to the Iowa House of Representatives.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the representative from Linn County, Representative Zumbaugh. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Today in the Iowa House, I have the honor of having my wife Deb, my daughters Rachel and Taylor, a young man that I farm with and his wife Jared and Ashley Zumbaugh, and our practice grandchildren, Lane and Landry Zumbaugh, here are visiting, and I wish you'd give them a fantastic Iowa welcome. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry, Representative Mitchell. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in order for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, I'd like to introduce you all to my wonderful family who's here today. That includes my mom, dad, my grandma Dorothy, my brother Matt, who just did the prayer, his wife Olivia, my brother Luke, his wife Jordan, my sister Isabella, my three wonderful nieces, Addie, Annie, and Gory, and my nephew, John River. So please give them a warm house welcome.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Mattson. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Great, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, school nutrition professionals of Iowa serve over 100 million nutritious, well-balanced meals to Iowa students each year. These nutrition professionals are moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, and community members. Their sole purpose and passion each day is to work to ensure that Iowa's kiddos have the right fuel in their bodies to be ready to learn. Please join me and the School Nutrition Association of Iowa for a grab-and-go breakfast in the Rotunda tomorrow morning, Tuesday, February 25th, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. They would love for all of us to stop by and learn more about why they love feeding our kids. Thank you so much.
The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Thede. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Okay, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a special day. Well, it was yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. And again, I turned 29. I'll go with that. How's that? So today, I brought cookies. There are eight boxes of cookies back there. I can't take them home, so that means that you guys have to eat them. Is that okay with you guys? I hope so. But anyway, please enjoy the cookies that are back there, and these are the cookies that my daughter bakes. Thank you very much.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Mr. Speaker, am I in order for two announcements?
You are in order. You are in order.
Thank you. So tomorrow, Tuesday, February 25th, from 2 to 5 p.m. in the legislative dining room, there will be the Capitol Hill blood drive. So those of you who are willing and able to donate blood for the LifeServe Blood Donation Center, Please present yourself with a good arm at 2 to 5 in the legislative dining room. And then finally, Democrats will caucus immediately, and we will not take anybody's blood. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the Republican caucus, we will caucus this afternoon upon conclusion of the committee blocks. And Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committees.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. It appears the ayes have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is in recess.